Good morning, mate. How bad? What a fucking day. Well, that's my bed up there. And I've moved the bookshelves out of my bed. And should I? I don't think I will. But thanks to that thieving fucking junkie cunt and his friends who stole my bicycle, which was a hand-built fucking piece of work, really amazing stuff. I've had to resurrect a bike that I'd carried from house to house to house, and specially hand-built by me, you know, very fucking clever. It's very clever stuff. Originally it was a 10-speed racer, but what I did is I got the frame powder coated, got some special deep V rims because, you know, cheap fucking wheels are a death trap. I've had the rim turn like that, you know what I mean, just going up a step like that, you know, at a very shallow angle off the gravel onto the bitumen, you know what I mean, just at sort of walking speed, and the rims just fucking folded up, and I said, that shit's going to get me killed. So, you know, so what I did was, I said, my life's worth more than just cheap fucking standard bicycle industry rims. And, got some deep V rims because I'm a big boy, you know. Aside from fat, a little bit fat and bad posture, I'm a big boy, you know. And so that was all sort of set up and all the bloody slots where the axles go. If you look at that, they're actually BMX hubs with 14mm axles in them, up from about the typical shitty 8mm 10-speed racer axles. So the wheels, I forget the exact dimensions. I think they're 2.8mm or fucking, yeah, 2.8mm diameter spokes. So they're steel spokes, zinc-plated, strong as fuck, just from the mass, you know. And they're immensely strong rims, wheels, everything, all hand-built, all the frames, just all the slotted things so that the sort of, on the front forks, as the front forks are going along, so the energy goes up into the thing, so all the extra metal removed to fit those axles in conveys the sort of, you know, and conveys all the stress and energy. So, you know, the slots were ground out, you know, and polished and then radiused, you know what I mean, so there's no stress raises in there. And this is not meant for racing downhill on sort of kind of rough roads at very, very high speed. It's meant to adapt a 10-speed racer into a single-speed road bike. Just for getting around on the flats at a modest speed, you know, like 20-30 k's an hour kind of stuff, you know what I mean. And so I've resurrected that, and I won't say how fucking vile, you know, I just dislike being fucked with, put it that way. And yeah, so the retard who stole my last bike has stolen something that essentially can't be broken up and used on anything else, you know. Everything's too unique and identifiable, and it just can't be fucking used, you know what I mean? You know, everything's sort of hand-built and mixed and matched and fucking... I make the axles, hubs, just everything, you know what I mean? It's not your stock bike. And you're not allowed... I'm so fucking... Let's meet. But I just, thanks to all this sort of MGTOW stuff, it's like, well, you got to be fucking sure of yourself, and you've got to make up your own mind what you want to do with your life and to get on with it, you know. We don't have forever. And, you know, so, yeah, got that. And it's been sitting out under the awnings. Just a touch, a little bit of rust on the frame. Just a little bit. A few little nicks and scratches. But, yeah, it'll be right. Coated it with lanolin-based steel protector, you know. Corrosion inhibitor, so I just wipe it, keep it out of the rain, and you know, just for getting around, you know, short distances here, there, all that sort of shit. So that's good. So yeah, that's with this men going their own way, you know. Love the website. Love the MGTOW website. What else? But, you know, we sort of come together very fucking damaged. All sorts of things going on. And then we sort of make decisions how to improve and apply ourselves and then start getting on with life and then sort of branch off into other things. You know, I think that's the case. It's been very important, very helpful. And just having a little bit of a connection, say, well, this is really good, this is really bad, this is kind of somewhere in the middle. Make decisions and take actions accordingly. Yeah, so, oh, God. And what else? Yeah, so now I've got a new bike, brand new second-hand bike. That's 40. Once upon a time, it was a 10-speed racer, and those were amazingly amazing things, you know. And now with the warmer weather coming on, I can, you know, not when it's real hot, but like in the mornings or late afternoons when it's just kind of warm, or in the evenings, nights, you know, when it's cooled down a bit from being, you know. That means I can get out, and that's going to get my legs back and up in shape, which is good for the heart. There'll be sort of further consultations with the doctors and all that sort of stuff to say, well, you know, most of my health problems are from sitting on my ass in front of the computer all day, going, and you know, that's what it's led to. An office jockey who falls over dead at the desk kind of shit. But yeah, so yeah, that's good. And I do build really good machines. They're fucking brilliant. Because I happen to like thinking things through and getting stuff done. Yes, those eyebrows are a fucking treat. Oh, they get so fucking, those, I think it's the bigger fucking hairs coming through as you sort of get older, but they just sometimes they just fucking itch like you wouldn't believe. So, you know, I just said I'm not putting up with this anymore. They just, that's one of the things about just being me, you know. You know, every time it got to sort of winter or late autumn and spring, you know, when you get cold air and new hair regrowth and, you know, the winter coat comes on and then the summer coat comes on when it starts to warm up and that when there's been changes in the weather, those hairs, they itch into the roots and they just like fucking splinters stuck in your face, you know. That's the explanation. It's completely insane, and I just said, fuck it, I'm just so, you know, I really wanted to fuck, you know, if I could sort of, you know, if I could slide a tiny microscopic stick of dynamite down into the hair root and go pop and kill off all the fucking hairs that do it, it just itches so insanely. But anyway, the, yeah, and getting busy, getting physically active and getting busy, and this is good. So thank you for everything, and, oh, God, shouldn't pick your fucking nose. Oh, why not? Everybody else does, you know. Now, what will people think of me? Who cares what they fucking think? So anyway, that's getting a bloody peg to hang off it, you know, just a bit of, see all those stairs, everything I make everything, you know what I mean, because I like designing, building, creating, you know, they're brilliant, but there's the occasional sort of, that wasn't such a good idea, but you learn by doing, and, yeah, it's like those bookshelves there. Immensely strong, and they will never bow, you know, over time. They will never bow. And you can sort of have them piled high with like half a pallet of fucking books type stuff, you know. But the way they're designed to clip onto the desks that I made is that they will go over like that without too many problems, so that's like one of the defects, you know. Well, it doesn't slide off, but, you know, if you go arse up in the dark and happen to grip onto it just to stop yourself falling over, they'll come down on top of you, you know. And not good. And so, see if we can get the bolts to show up. Yeah, we go zoom in on this. See, they're glued and screwed, and they're very long, sort of. They're long, deep screws, and there's fucking bright. You can't see from this side, but there's oh fuck. Bracing. Oh, this is really good. So they're very strong sort of rims and hubs. The lovely big BMX axles and hubs. Very strong bearings, a lot of rolling surface contact area. They'll last me for life, you know what I mean? Fully approved of. This is really good. I can make all these adjustments while I'm videoing. The zoom's good. Yeah, you know what I mean? You know? I could be sitting around jerking myself off going, I've got a Bugatti. But I've got hand-built bikes that, you know, one bike, properly cared for and maintained, will last me for life. You know? But I've got a Bugatti. You know? I've got a Bugatti, says the knob goblin, you know. Yeah, and it was all paid for, saved up all the bits, all the hand-building stuff, all the fucking parts, the spokes, the rims, the tyres, the fucking new tyres and tubes, they've perished from sitting in the sunshine type thing. You know, but new tubes, tyres, you know, fucking everything. You know, all saved up and purchased. And I didn't have to scam anybody to get it. You know what I mean? But I've got a Bugatti. Yeah, fuck it. Anyway, so what am I trying to say here? Yeah. So, I just got to get really busy. You need enemies. You need fucking people that take the stick to you. You need to be stood up to. You know, here's the opportunity for improvement. Take it, you know. And, you know, you have to. You have to be a person who is receptive to improvement and guidance and direction and opportunities and stuff. You have to be receptive to that. You know? It's like, you know, it's like, I tend to be fucking absolutely fucking brilliant, you know? And, I mean, there's brilliance. Acknowledge it within yourself. Acknowledge it yourself and acknowledge it within yourself and that you're a capable person and then set about improving the world. You know what I mean? Improving yourself, improving the world, and being a good influence, not whether they like you or not, but being a good influence on fucking wherever you go, you know? I was talking to these... there's these two cops and a security team, and they're dumb as fuck, you know what I mean? And, the cop's like a fucking junkie. He was that, where was that fucking retarded cunt? He was the one, you know, this is what I was sort of saying. That was actually for a barrister because he's expressing interest in chemistry, you know what I mean? And this moron fucking cop was like, oh, what's the blue stuff in the syringe? That's actually got lanolin-based oil in that, you know what I mean? So it's not sort of fucking grunge or crap. That's just how lanolin-based lubricant looks like, you know? But this fucking moron cop was saying, oh, what's the blue stuff in the syringe? And I said, it's coloured glass. He goes, oh, what do you mean, you know? And I thought, oh, fuck it, you stupid cunt. I'll give you a fucking knuckle sandwich, you know, if you just a fucking moron. But anyway, this whole security team just absolutely fucked up all over the place. And I made the comment, you know, to the fucking, you know, all these fucking diversity hires, you know, mostly the women because they're as dumb as fuck, you know. Like, you know. So, and they go, ooh, she was trying to trip me up. Well, what do you mean diversity hires, you know? You know, fucking quota hires. That's what I meant, you know, these fucking quota hires. Oh, we've got to have at least 50% of fucking women, you know, and they're just as dumb as all fuck. None have got any fucking knowledge of medical stuff. None had got any sort of physics or chemistry or science or, you know, laboratory procedures, nothing, you know. And, you know, as a sort of extension of this, when things along a similar line, these people are so fucking clueless. It's your job, you know. And I made some inquiries about you know, another issue, and the person says, oh yeah, you got to fill out these fucking forms. You got to fill out this form and send it back. Well, the cunt who did the form, it's a PDF form that's not editable. You know, oh fuck, good one. So I just typed out the information and then, you know, like, this is the fucking, this is what I'm, this is who I am, this is where I'm from, this is what I'm after, da-da-da-da-da, and sent it back, you know, with my signature on it. And then 2 or 3 days later, the reply comes, oh, you can't use this form, you know, meaning, you know, because of your job description, you've got to make a different sort of application for that data. And I thought, I bet this is done by a fucking woman, that she's got shit for brains, she's a lazy fucking cunt, you know, and she didn't send me the form, she didn't send me the requirements of what, you know, what I got to put on it, you know what I mean, you know, and she didn't say, well, what exemptions are there for fucking obtaining this data, you know, she didn't say nothing. She's saying, oh, you just got to use a different form, you know. And so I sent this fucking fat bitch, you know, the big-ass blowfly, the big-ass, the lard-ass office blowfly, that request saying, well, you know, send me the correct form and send me a copy of everything that has to go with it. You know, what are the requirements, you know. And, you know, just fucking it's brain dead, lazy brain dead cunts who don't even fucking try, you know. And that's, I think that's the difference between me and the fucking morons I have to fucking go through to get stuff done, you know. And so this is like, oh God, you know. So, yeah. So, you know, I'll wait for the brain dead to fucking, oh brain dead. Oh, you never call them stupid cunts. You just say, well, you've said I've got to do this, but you haven't provided a copy of the form and you haven't provided all the other things that is required to go through this, you know, to get this data, you know. And put the responsibility for their shit back onto them, you know. And, yeah, it's, you know, it's like they're so fucking stupid, you know. And life goes on, gentlemen. Oh, man. You know, and when they take shortcuts, and when fucking brain dead cunts just go, you know, rubber stamp from the in tray, rubber stamp out tray, problem solved. No, I asked you to do this, that, and the other. You know, where is the fucking, you know, process and procedures that should be underway, you know? You know, so, you know, the combat. Combat. Dear combat. Oh, God. Oh, fuck that itches. So, dear gentlemen. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck, they itch. So, anyway. Well, I've got to go get some breaking of the fast, and then I've got a lot of physical activity to do when I get back. I hope I'm still alive. Thank you very much, gentlemen. And that's what, you know, that's what you can make it, what once was, you know, a nice, cheap, basic 10-speed racer, converted it into a, you know, well, I'm a big guy, you know what I mean? I don't weigh like 70, 80 kilos, you know. Cut off about 5 kilos of fat. Yeah, 5 kilos of fat and replace that with 5 kilos of muscles from the exercise. I'm still going to be about 160 plus kilos, you know. So, you know. Yeah, but that's a fucking, you know, it's just a head down, ass up, you know, head down, ass up bike. You know, it's not meant for super high speeds or fucking rough roads. It's just meant to carry me safely without things folding up and breaking off just simply because I go, you know, and put in a bit of muscle and bend the back axles and stuff, you know what I mean? That's basically it, and not having cheap rims that fold up, you know, cheap rims and tires that just go and jam and down you go, and having the bike crash is one thing, and it's the car coming up behind you that goes ba-dum, ba-dum, that just ruins your fucking day. All right, man. Thank you for everything. Bye.